Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information here in April. So it's only appropriate we talk about ghosts. Maybe not. I don't know. But Barry, right before the show today, mentioned to Mike and I that he has been visited. And
yes,
sounds like we need to talk this out. Set him down on the World of Boating couch, find out exactly what has happened, and how the hell do ghosts tie in with boats. So, Barry, explain what happened first off.
All right. I went into the garage to get something, and I heard a sound, a noise coming from the boat. No, it's more like, and I'm going, what is that? And I'm looking around at the boat trying to find out where the noise is. And I notice it sounds like it's coming from the aft end of the boat near the engine. Maybe inside there's a big cover there where you have all the electronics and stuff and bilge pumps and all that.
So you're hearing a buzz on your boat in your garage. It's not plugged up or turned on. Nothing's on.
No, nothing is on. The boat's sitting in the garage, nice and dry. No one's bothering with it. And then I look on the dash panel, and I see the light for the bilge pump is on. And I'm looking at it, I'm going, oh, that doesn't make sense. And I flick the switch, and nothing happens. It's still on. It's on, whether it's on or off.
Whoa.
Now, the only way that happens
is ghost.
Is ghost, especially when you're on the dry, or when you're taking it on water, and the bilge pump switch senses water. When it does that, the bilge pump turns on automatically. Whether you hit the switch on or off, it will stay on until it's off.
And it's direct wired to the battery.
It should go through a fuse, I believe. And so I opened up a little port that I opened up, and I see the fuse block in there. I start disconnecting the fuses, and it's still on.
All right, just for the record. Concerned. No leak in your garage. It would have triggered
the
bilge pump. Just
the fire sprinklers weren't on.
Yeah,
no,
nothing like that.
The fire sprinklers weren't on. No floods.
See, no moisture whatsoever.
But you saw a light. So was it an orb?
Yeah.
Or was it like a traditional ghost with a sheet over its head that ran across the back of the boat?
Like, did it run over you and slime you or something like that?
It was more like the switch has a light on it, and you saw the light was on. Funny.
So it looked like a switch.
Okay. It looked like a switch. Yes. So I disconnect these fuses. It's still on. I go, okay. And my battery has these wing nuts, and I start disconnecting the negative side, pulling off one cable, still running, pulling off another cable. It finally turns off. So not only do I have to unbolt a bunch of screws, there is a little one of those, I forget what you call them, that you could turn it. And it undoes. It comes off. It's a little hatchway that you turn half a turn, and lift, and you can lift up. But I can't get my arm in there. This was made for people that have like little itty bitty skinny arms, and mine won't fit. So I got to take that off. Take off the 10 screws that surround the plate that holds that hatch thing in place, so I can get to the bilge pump and find out why is it staying on all the time.
All right. And so the big question is, who are you going to call?
I'm going to call Bilge Pump Busters. Yeah.
Okay.
Busters.
Yeah.
All right. So now that you've opened it up, you looked at the bilge pump. Have you?
Looked at it yet. I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, you haven't got that far.
That's down on the to-do list, along with everything else I've been doing around the house, which means, you know, removing an oak tree and resodding the swale and everything else that's going on.
Sounds like you may have disturbed some kind of Indian burial plot or something.
Oh, that happened 30, 4 years ago when we moved here out in the middle of the Everglades, that I know this is a burial, an Indian burial plot, because anytime it rains, the storms go around us.
Okay.
I have radar images of these fronts rolling in and all of a sudden splitting like the Red Sea and going around us. And I look up at the sky and say, curse you, I get no rain.
Okay, I think Barry's on mushrooms or something. I don't know what the hell's going on. They're
really good mushrooms.
But getting back to the let's kind of zero back in on the boating issue. So the fact, first off, that the bilge pump was on,
right?
You still have not figured out why it came on until you disconnected everything.
I have to get it apart. Check out the bilge pump. It's really probably the switch is corroded and it just turned itself on, you know, through corrosion, years and years of salt water.
Well, what would have happened if you would have never noticed this? It would just drain
it
the battery.
It would have run the battery down. But, you know, that's not good for a battery either.
Well,
if you run it down too much, you sometimes can't get it back, you know, charge it again.
Yeah. If the plates weld together at the bottom or, it's dead at that point. It'll never hold charge again.
Yeah. So right now, you know, I'm lucky I caught it early. And what I got to do now is, again, take a day, take this whole thing apart. And then I want to check the wiring and find out why this thing didn't turn off when I disconnected all the fuses.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure you're not going to open that thing up and release some kind of evil spirit?
If I do, I'm going to trap it in this little trap that I built behind me, and I'm going to bring it to your house.
Well, it sounds like the trap is actually your bilge pump. It might be, you might have some kind of evil boating spirit trapped inside your bilge pump.
In which case, I'm going to send it to Mike, and then he's going to visit you and open it up while you're not looking.
All right. Hey, I've got ghosts on my boat, too. I mean,
Oh, you do, too?
Are they ghosts or gremlins?
I have both.
Okay, I guess since we're talking spirits, let's go. What do you got there, Mike?
Well, we were out on an overnight one time and just listening to, you could hear the generator running. Mm-hmm. And it was about 4 o'clock in the morning and suddenly the generator just turns off. And I'm like, well, that can't be right. That's not supposed to happen. So me and a buddy, once we got up, he came over to my boat and we were down there pulling this thing apart and it was the fuel pump. Hmm. So happened to have a spare, put a fuel pump in and it would not run. So we made it back home. It was about a 3-hour run back home and I tried everything. Couldn't get it to run. Mechanic, a buddy of mine comes down and looks at it and says, well, you wired it backwards.
Of course.
Wait a minute. Positive, negative. How could you get that backwards?
Well, you can't. Well, you couldn't see it. It was below the pump, and it's just these two little plug-ins for the low voltage. Uh-huh. And I thought I got it right, so I didn't even think that I wired it backwards. I just thought that I'd bought a brand new pump and it was bad too, and you know, but.
I'm surprised that didn't do anything. I thought if you wired stuff up like that, it would cause a pop or something, but it didn't do nothing.
No, it's low voltage, it might have been turning, but it was turning backwards, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So,
all right. Well, I don't know if that was a ghost or stupidity. What do you think?
Yeah, it was a ghost of stupidity.
Oh,
yes.
A ghost of stupidity. Okay, maybe. Yeah, but... But you still don't know why it failed in the first place. Just old, you think?
No. And it was weird because, those pumps hardly ever fail. And it was the last thing I thought of. But, just by some weird coincidence, the guy I bought the boat from left a care package of some spare parts, and a fuel pump was one of them.
Sounds like he knew something was gonna happen.
Yeah, maybe a black cat had crossed in front of him earlier in the day and he knew something was gonna happen, or broke a mirror, or I don't know. Oh, that's kind of weird. I got nothing. So you guys got ghosts and possessed fuel pumps and what that means, I have no idea. Anywho, let's just move on to other boating stuff next on The World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.